Hi everyone in Lingua Hero. Today I am going to speak in English, just for something different. And I thought that I would talk a little bit about my Spanish teachers that I have had over the years. Well, it's a good topic as any other. Well, I started learning Spanish in 2009. Before my first trip to Spain, and I had four really good lessons with a Spanish teacher who happened to be Dutch. That's right, she was from Holland, but she spoke really, really good Spanish, and at that time I thought she was a very good teacher. And so I had four really good lessons where I learned to say things like, where is the bus station? I would like a ham and cheese sandwich. So, all very useful things. And so, I went to Spain for my holiday and used my Spanish. And then I came back to Perth and didn't really learn Spanish for about a year. And then in 2010, I had a different teacher who is now my friend, Jennifer. She is from the United States, but she had lived in Spain for a number of years. And so I had some lessons with her for maybe, I can't remember now, 10 months or a year perhaps. She spoke pretty well. She spoke Spanish pretty well, but I wouldn't say she was completely fluent. But at the time, my level was very basic, so it didn't really matter. So I'm not sure why I stopped having lessons with her. Maybe she didn't want to continue. I can't remember. But then I had some lessons with a man called Brett, an Australian guy who lives in Perth. And he had also spent some time in Spain. And so he was a really good teacher. He knew Spanish very well. I think he was married to a woman from Puerto Rico. I can't remember now. And what I liked about his lessons was he tried using different techniques, exercises, he also tried to speak only Spanish when I had my lessons. So then I went back to Spain in 2012 for a few weeks, and I went to a Spanish school in Barcelona, which was really good because it was only a week, but it was the immersion method, and so you'd be in a classroom with the teacher and 10 other students, and they would probably be from all over the world, and so you'd have hours of lessons each day, and where you'd only speak Spanish. And my favourite teacher at that school was Arturo, because he was a really funny guy, and he was able to explain things in Spanish, and if we didn't understand it, he was a very good mime artist as well, so he did lots of funny actions. And so that was a really good experience. And I also repeated that again in 2013 when I went back to Spain again for another few weeks and went to the same school. And when I came back from Spain in 2013, or maybe it was before, I had another private teacher in Perth, Rafa from Argentina. My first actual Spanish-speaking Spanish teacher. That's pretty funny when I think about it. And he was really good, another really interesting guy, very cultured and funny. And, of course, I had to try and grapple with some of his pronunciation of words, which is different from the Spanish I had learned in Spain. But anyway, it's all good. Last year I decided to go to a college and learn Spanish there in an accredited course, only because I thought, well, if I have tests and exams, I probably would concentrate a bit more and be a bit more dedicated. And so that's what I did. I went to college last year and completed a certificate for in Spanish. And next week I am going to start the diploma in Spanish at the same college. So that'll be really good because I will be returning to Spain in 3 months' time. Wonderful. So that's me speaking in English. Thanks for listening.